We're going to stay in the shadowy world of controversial mind control with our next guest. In ages past, when dragons and hippogriffs roamed the land, he would surely have been burned as a sorcerer. Today, he's a TV sensation and gets to drive a big car. That's how times have changed. He's a hypnotist, you see? No, he's the hypnotist. And whatever debates rage about his talents, a big talent it is. And he has blazed a trail through show business that others are finding pretty pointless to follow. Please applaud from both sides of your brains for the actual Paul McKenna! This will sound like a dumb teasing question to start, but in any way, are you in a trance right now? Do you suck yourself up for a TV interview and think, I'm going to go on and be brilliant?
Well, I'm my normal self right now.
Your eyes are quite wide, Paul. They seem to be spinning a little as well.
I'm something I had in the green room.
Really? There's nothing you need for your current success that doesn't rely on what you do at all?
No, not that I can think of.
In a kind of self-helpy way, I mean.
Well, sometimes, you know, if I need a positive suggestion, you know, then I'll give myself one.
What do you mean by that? Because immediately I can imagine a British audience think that sounds Californian, positive
right,
suggestion.
Okay.
What does it actually mean?
Well, a bit like athletes do mental rehearsal. Sometimes I imagine something going the way I want it to go. You know, because what a lot of people do is they imagine all the bad things that could happen and they make themselves feel really bad before they get to go and do something. So sure enough, you know, they do really badly at it. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
I found that disappointment requires adequate planning.
How did you get into this? Because you are not, you know, by either tradition or whatever, a hypnotist.
Yeah.
You just became interested, yeah?
Well, yeah, I went to interview local hypnotists and I got into hypnotizing as part of the piece and then I borrowed some books. And I read all about it, and I thought, well, I can see how this is done. So I practiced on some of my friends, and I stopped them smoking, helped them pass their exams. Like,
straight up,
this really works. That's the amazing thing. You don't have to be Einstein to do this.